What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner. I just got back to back from New York. I was up there for a little bit visiting family, and it was much needed time, believe me. I'll be continuing my morning shows tomorrow, Monday. Monday is the 4th. I'll continue the morning shows. I'm going to be changing things up a little bit. I'm going to be it's kind of hunting season on FluffTube, so I got to start toning it down a little bit, folks. We're going into an election year. I got to start pivoting and working my magic. It's kind of like boxing when you get hit with a good shot or you feel like you're almost out. You got to start working that jab and doing different things, working lateral movement, levels, different things, angles, just to stay alive. And so I'm going to work my best to stay alive on FluffTube. It's going to be increasingly more difficult, so please stay with me. I'm going to be doing damage control, big-time damage control, and working, doing a juggling act, a magic act, the whole nine yards, folks, just to stay on here. I will be updating more on Rumble, but the more mainstream stuff will be on YouTube. Mainstream content, some entertainment, sports, politics with a broad stroke will be on YouTube. But I'm just changing things up just for the meantime, just for the going into this year, because we know things are escalating, folks. And without further ado, get your health with Nino, folks. Health with Nino, baby, when it comes to anti-aging. We're all searching for a miracle pill, which may never exist. But believe it or not, I may have found the next best thing. It's a special type of collagen, and it's more effective at maintaining skin elasticity, reducing visible signs of aging, and promoting a youthful complexion than most anti-aging products I've seen on store shelves. Tens and thousands of reviewers cannot be wrong. Five-star reviewers can't be wrong. I'm one of them. I use it every day with my coffee. How you guys like the Wano Savin coffee mug, the Magador? Anyway, folks, get your health with Nino. Get started on it. Click the link below and get started. Let's get into this. I'm going to share the screen here for a second. And I'm glad to be back, folks. I don't know. I feel like I abandon you all when I leave for a while. I'm going to go ahead and share. This is a mainstream article, by the way. It was on TMZ. I was looking for some entertainment stuff, and I came across this. So a U.S. warship attacked in Red Sea. Yemen rebels to blame. So here we go. I told you folks that they're sitting ducks out there. Why? What are they even out there for? They're sitting ducks. They're targets. They're targets, all, in my opinion, for this. So it's starting now. An American warship was attacked in the Red Sea this weekend as the fighting between Israel and Hamas picked up again, and the U.S. government says Yemen did it. The USS Kearney, a naval destroyer of ours that patrols the region, was bombarded with missiles and drones over the course of 5 hours Sunday, but appears to have fought much of it, if not all of the incoming fire, this according to Pentagon officials. So, folks, this is escalating. This is picking up. So they were accompanying commercial ships that were traveling in the Red Sea alongside Kearney, and reports say some of those might have been hit during the crossfire. I've talked to Juan about this many, many times, folks. We are coming into it. It's going to go through the roof. I got to keep this very toned down. You can go to ninoscorner.tv to hear more about this. I'll be talking to Juan about this. But this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. I always said October was going to escalate. I mean, and it did. It was a vertical jump up. But now, folks, we are going into uncharted waters. It's going to be to the moon. None of those commercial ships are American, but some are said to have British and Israel ties. Allies of the U.S. government officials say Houthi rebels in Yemen have claimed responsibility, although the rebels didn't specifically ID Kearney as a target. Still, it appears a warship was caught up in it all. At this point, no casualties have been reported. At this point, folks, this is going to get pretty serious, and it's going to escalate and intensify. So I wanted to share that with you because it looks like to me, folks, going into December and 2024, they have limited moves left, folks. They have really limited moves left. You saw the Newsom DeSantis. What are they even up there for? if they're not going to be the candidates? What are they even wasting their money and time putting them up there for? I'm just asking the question. Why are they there? Those are the options they're giving you. It's like Coke and Pepsi. Those are the options they're giving to you. So I think as this starts to progress, we're going to see a lot of moves being made, big, big panic moves, and I'm paying attention to it. So, folks, if you're not on my Rumble, get to the Rumble. It's Nino's Corner, obviously ninoscorner.tv as well. That's where I'm going to be keeping a lot of great content, and I'm going to try to stay alive on FluffTube, but I'm watching this. I am watching this very close. I'm watching it like a hawk, baby. And I got to tell you, I don't even know what 2024 is going to look like. I'm sure a lot of you can guess, but it's getting real. It's getting real. And I think this has to go with, we know who controls Biscuit. I don't have to say his name. But this right here is the reason why. This is why safeties are in place. And that's as far as I'm going to go on FluffTube. If you want to know more, go to my Rumble channel, Nino's Corner, or ninoscorner.tv. I'll see you guys tomorrow, Monday, 9:30 a.m. Coming at you live, baby. I'll be coming at you live tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. Making a few pivots, but I think I'll try to make it entertaining, folks. I'll still cover the important stuff, but I got to do a broad stroke. You can't bully anybody. Folks, they read me the Riot Act, and it's like, a lot of you say, well, go to Rumble, dude. That's where you go to die, okay? That's where you go to die. Folks, Rumble, unless you're streaming on their homepage and you've got multi-million-dollar deal, it doesn't give you what FluffTube does, unfortunately. That's why I got to stay on the town square. I hope you all understand this. I'm doing my best to stay alive. My nose is barely above water on here. So I appreciate all of you. Please share, subscribe, and like my videos. It helps. I'm not going to be trying to grow too drastically right now. I'm just going to try to keep my nose above water and stay relevant. Just stay relevant. I got Eddie Bravo coming on. I got Eddie Bravo. Hey, what do you think? Eddie Bravo, the jiu-jitsu champion that upset the Gracie family. I got Wano Saban coming on. I got more Bo Pony. I'm going to be able to put a lot more mainstream on FluffTube, but all the good stuff, you know where it's at. Need I say more? All right, folks, I'll see you tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, baby. I'll be coming at you live. All right, folks, peace out.